Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Happy Saturday. It's Game 5 of a week-long series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas Cinzarelli getting you set for tonight's action as the Marauders and Cardinals, again, are continuing this series. Bradenton is looking to snap this mini three-game losing skid. They won on Tuesday, 3-1 in 10 innings, and then it's been just a couple of really tight, close losses. They lost 9-8 on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, 5-2. Last night, 5-4. And I think that was one of the tougher ones, too. Bradenton had the lead and were tied for most of the ballgame until late when the Cardinals ended up scoring a couple runs in the eighth inning to overcome them. Well, today, Bradenton will send the righty Hung Long Cheng to the hill, 4-7, a 4.56 ERA. He goes against Gerardo Salas, or now known as Juan Salas as well. He's shortened his name a little bit, so that's a common theme you see sometimes in the minor leagues. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll take a look at some out-of-town scores and get you set with lineups as well for this back-to-school night contest here at the Dean, right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer?
we've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for this Saturday night battle between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Let's take a look at some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard. We take a look at the Pirate system first. Buccos looking for a bounce-back win after they fell to the Diamondbacks yesterday 9-8. It was kind of, honestly, a little bit of a reminder of what the game happened here yesterday as well. Cardinals scored 5 runs in the first inning. Buccos end up erasing that deficit and taking a lead after a 4-run sixth inning, only for the D-backs to score a run in the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th inning. Pittsburgh lost 9-8, 24 combined hits in that contest, with Pittsburgh out-hitting Arizona. Today, they will send their star ace, Mitch Keller, to the hill today. He's 10-5, a 3.30 ERA. Goes opposite of Jordan Montgomery, the big money signing by the D-backs in the offseason, 6:40 p.m. first pitch, so just about 40 minutes after we get underway here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system today, it is a busy day as always in the Pirates system. There is a doubleheader going on in High A Greensboro. They're playing in Winston-Salem, which the good folks down in Greensboro have not changed their projected starter today because Patrick Riley was supposed to start today. He was traded to the Orioles at the deadline, so no, he will not be starting today. So TBD for both sides for both games about who will be pitching. Triple A in Annapolis, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It'll be Domingo Herman on the bump today for Indy. And then Double A Altoona just about to throw first pitch in about 10 minutes as well, as Altoona hosts the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Nick Dumkowski is on the hill for Altoona. He's spent some time up in Triple A Indianapolis as well this year. In the Florida State League, there have been some weather-related issues this week, as there always is in the great state of Florida. Today, there's even another postponement. Fort Myers is supposed to host St. Lucie. They have been postponed due to rain. Guessing that is all part of the tropical storm that is making its way on the west coast of Florida. So good news is we're on the east coast. May have some weather-related issues here tonight, but we're hoping that we can get through this one at least enough to not have to worry about that. Starting a half hour early tonight also helps as well. Tampa-Lakeland playing 2 today. Top 7 in Game 1. Lakeland is tied right now at 3. Tarpons have first and third, 2 outs in that one. And then they'll play a makeup from 2 days ago afterwards. That'll be another 7-inning game. Clearwater hosting Jupiter after their game was suspended yesterday. So they are resuming from where that one picked up. And will play it to a 9-inning completion. 4-2 Threshers with the bases loaded, 1 out in the 7th inning. And then they'll play a 7-inning game afterwards there. Daytona is hosting the DJs of Dunedin, 6:35 p.m. first pitch to our friends in the north in Daytona. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll get you lineups and more. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you ready for this Saturday night ball game between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Both managers exchanging pleasantries and lineup cards at home plate right now with Derek Pacheco and Chad Lagana, our two umpires today. Here is a starting nine for both sides. Johnny Severino, the shortstop, hits leadoff for the Bradenton Marauders in his first week with the club. Lefty first baseman Omar Alfonso turns 21 today, so happy birthday to Omar and the Alfonso family. Switching second baseman Connor Delgado hits third, followed by the left fielder and Esmerlin Valdez. Catcher Axel Plaz hits fifth, followed by the left-hitting right fielder in Emmanuel Torero, who is riding an eight-game hit streak into this one. The DH and the lefty Saul McGuire on base three times yesterday. He bats seventh. Rivas, the third baseman, bats eighth, followed by the lefty center fielder Braylon Bishop as the right-hander Hong Long Chang gets the ball today, 4-7, a 4.56 ERA this season. He goes opposite against Juan Salas for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and here is their starting nine. Braden Gilbert, the lefty DH out of LSU, hits leadoff, followed by the catcher, and Sammy Hernandez having a good week so far in two games. First round pick this year by the Cardinals, J.J. Weatherholt. That's third in place shortstop, followed by Ian Petros, the left fielder. He is the cleanup man today. Bryce Madren, the right fielder, follows him, batting fifth. Ross Friedrich, the first baseman, hits sixth. Cade McGee plays the hot corner at third and bats seventh. Angelo Encarnacion, the second baseman, hits eighth, with Lisandro Espinoza rounding out the starting nine. He is the center fielder for Palm Beach. Marauders hoping to snap this three-game losing streak as really the three losses have been decided by just five runs. So it's they've been in almost every game. They just haven't been able to get over the watermark and the hump in this one, which this is in the midst of a 12-game road trip. So they have not played well on the road. They're hoping that they can at least salvage the series with wins today and tomorrow, which would be a split. But it's a lot to ask for the Marauders, who, again, just haven't played well on the road so far this year. So we'll see, though, because that's baseball. You never know what can happen day in and day out. The Marauders, too, this is a revamped lineup. The biggest thing that's been haltering has been the injuries, the rotation, and the pitching staff, and also the offense at times. And so we've seen the offense play a lot better this week. We saw last night with Bradenton being able to slug out 10 hits in the contest, but lose 5-4. And then they had, you know, six hits on Thursday, a lot coming late, six on Wednesday, and seven on Tuesday, in which they out-hit the Cardinals as well. So, I mean, they've gotten six or more hits in almost in every game this week. So it's just a matter of can they have that offense for the entire nine innings and not just a few select innings. Cardinals take the field in their red tops, white pants today. Marauders in their black jersey tops, gray pants, and their primary black caps. As we'll have the national anthem, then first pitch coming up here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Telling your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzerella.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, it is Game 5 of a 6-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Alongside Ryan Mastriani, you'll hear from him later in the ballgame. Thomas Zinzerella, so happy you could join us on this back-to-school night in Jupiter as the Marauders look to snap this 3-game losing skid with a win here today against Palm Beach. He'll beat Juan Salas against the righty Hung Lung Chang, and Salas is getting his warm tosses in right now. Bradenton, a ball game in which it felt like they should have won yesterday, and they end up losing by a score of just 5-4. Cardinals scored 2 runs in the 8th inning to end up taking the lead and ultimately winning that ball game against Bradenton. Numbers on Salas this season, pretty overall a good body of work for him, as the 21-year-old from Monterrey, Mexico, is 6-4 this year in 16 starts, a 2.66 ERA, 22 walks, 91 Ks, and 84 2/3 innings, with opponents hitting just 217 off of him. He'll have Johnny Severino, Omar Alfonso, and Connor Delgado in the first inning, as Severino's ready to go, as are we. He rocks and roll the righty. First pitch is golfed in the air, foul first base side, out of play. We're off and running at 6:02 p.m. Game time temperature is 85 degrees. A lot of wind today. Flags moving pretty well in right field, blowing in at about 15 miles an hour. The 0-1 is a fastball outside for a ball, and the count is even 1-1. I will say there's a lot of ominous clouds in the area right now. Some dark clouds moving overhead. The lights are already on here at a 6 p.m. start, as Severino's out in front of a slider for strike two. So we're hoping that, as there is a sound of thunder, and we've seen some flashes of lightning, we can at least get a half this one in. 1-2 is another foul behind Tobe. And it looks like it has started to maybe rain. A lot of fans heading for some covering. Or maybe they're just preparing for what may come. Three pitches in. 1-2. Breaking ball. Severino lays off. On the peel, he held up to Chad Logano, the first base umpire, and the count's even. There's a lot of that tropical storm that's making its way up the state of Florida on both sides. 2-2, breaking ball, whiffed out and missed for strike three. And so, Salas starts off his day with a punch out on Severino. One gone, base is clear for Omar Alfonso.
Number 50, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Omar Alfonso.
Salas, who was signed as international free agent July 2nd, 2019. Lefty Alfonso in against the righty, first pitch. Is fouled off the glove of Hernandez for strike one. Spent the entire season here in Palm Beach. Made his stateside debut last year between the FCO Cardinals and the end of the year against with Palm Beach. Pitch, and that one's barreled towards right center field. A base hit, it drops in. Espinoza over to cut it off, and it's a one-out single for Omar Alfonso on his 21st birthday. Happy birthday, Omar. He's got a base hit. Start this first inning.
From Guaranes, Venezuela.
Runner on. One out for the switch inning second baseman, Connor Delgado. No score. Top of the first inning as it has gotten really dark here in Jupiter. First pitch is a changeup on the outside corner for a called strike. Oh, the wind is even affecting some of my papers in the broadcast booth, and that's when you know it's... It's a gusty day out. The 0-1 is low. It's 1-1. The flag's really whipping now. It's blowing out to right field. The flagpole's shaking a little bit. 1-1. Delgado fires it back to the screen for strike two. Rodgers black tops today. They read Bradenton in gold script. They're gray pants. Palm Beach in their red jersey tops and white pants. Pitch. Curveball. Check swing. He offered at it for strike three. Salas, two strikeouts of the first three batters and two gone. As Marilyn Valdez. Kicks around some dirt on the right side, no score, and it is starting to rain sideways now. Fans are heading for cover quickly. First pitch is a breaking ball top of the zone, called strike. Looks like the tarp crew is ready to put the tarp on if that may come to fruition, which is tough too for both starters. They've warmed up. The 0-1, and that's down and away for a ball. Now Cheng has not thrown a pitch yet. So, still a possibility he can go up and down a few more times, but you know, Salas is already here in the first inning. 1-1, high and in for a ball. It's 2-1. As Maryland hit it at the time, was a go-ahead home run yesterday in the eighth inning. A solo shot, his second this week. He's up to 16 now this season. 2-1, slider down and away. It's 3-1. Alfonso leads off of first, two outs in the first inning. 3-1, swing and a miss. High fastball at 92. Our rain's still coming down here. Some fans are sticking it out in the lower bowl. Others are using their free backpacks they got today as sort of a rain covering. 3-2. Swinging a foul off the glove of Hernandez. Just been a messy day here in Jupiter. The rain's been on and off, intermittent at times today. 3-2. And that's a called third strike at 91 to end the top of the first inning. Half an inning, no score. Palm Beach to bat here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as both umpires right now are staying on the top step in the Marauders dugout where Steph Lombardo is and Jim Horner. And they're going to keep now the ground screw. It looks like they're going to pull out the tarp. And now they're not. they talk to both sides, and I think the Marauders, whichever way happened, the ground screw had the John Deere on. They're going to pull out the tarp. The ground screw is set, and they said, no, we'll keep playing. So the righty Hung Lung Chang throws a fastball, first pitch up and away for ball one on Braden Joubert. What a wild start to this one here in Jupiter. No score, by the way, for those just joining us. The 1-0 is an inside fastball, 91 called strike on the lefty. It's 1-1. 22-year-old Chang stands the mound at 6'3", 185. 1-1. Swinging a slow high chopper right side. Alfonso right next to the base steps on it and fields one gone. Chang 4-7 this year, a 4.56 ERA, 17 appearances now for him, 14 starts. He's walked 23, struck out 69 in 73 innings with opponents hitting 280 off of him. One out, base is clear, no score. The catcher Sammy Hernandez. First pitch is a slider on the outside corner, called strike. The rain just continues to go on and off today. The 0-1 is a breaking ball. Check swing on the peel. He laid off. It's 1-1. A lot of fans have migrated up to the under the covering on the first and third base side. Pitch. Fastball outside. It's 2-1. Hernandez this season hitting 284 in 67 games, 18 doubles, 2 bombs, and 38 RBIs. 2-1. He rips at it, misses an off-speed for a strike. See a lot of breaking stuff from Chang, a fastball in the low 90s he'll sit. He's touched up to like maybe 94, 95 this year. 2-2. Fastball, chop, third base side. Rivas charging, exchanges and throws on the run, a first, two gone. Let's set the defense for you for Bradenton. Starting the outfield left to right as Marilyn Valdez, Braylon Bishop, and Amanda Torreos over to right. At third, there's Rivas. Severino Delgado up the middle with Alfonso at first, and Plaz does the catching for the righty Hung Lung Chang. No score, bottom one, two outs. First pitch is rolled right side and through. Pass to diving Delgado in the right field as J.J. Weatherholt, the first round pick this year, has his fourth hit this week. And he's on with a two-out single. Jang's usually a guy that fills up the zone, too. He throws a lot of strikes, typically. See the walk numbers. I mean, he's only walked 23 this year. So a walk percentage of just over 7%. So that's kind of where you want your numbers to be. Ian Petrut's a lefty left fielder. Pitch is low for a ball. Wind still howling in from right field. Rain falling on this overcast Saturday. 1-0 is chopped foul right side. Fastball, slider, changeup, curveball mix for Chang. He's thrown pretty much almost everything so far besides really a curveball. Hasn't thrown any curves. Pitch is tugged down and in. You can hear the wind whistling on our crowd mic. Tell you how windy it is here, and it's already a tough part to hit home runs at. Ready, sets from the belt. 2-1. Fastball just spotted low, down and away. Petrots this year, should say this season, he's just a recent draftee. Having a really nice start. 7-for-12 of the plate, 7 singles. Now a toss to first, nearly had Weatherholt picked off. I know both sides, they want to spend as much time in the dugout as possible in conditions like this. 3-1. And a fastball in tight, ball 4. Petrots walks. Runners at first and second, 2 outs, bottom 1, no score. Bryce Madger in the right fielder. Another lefty against the righty Chang. Pitch is ripped out and missed, 91 with a fastball for strike 1. Rodgers scored first yesterday. That was the first time that they had scored first in this entire series. The 0-1, change up outside for a ball. Another first as well is that Chang walking Petrots there. They didn't walk a single batter yesterday as a team. To Michael Kennedy and Connor Oliver, that's pretty good in 9 innings, especially in this level. 1-1, bounces in. As Chang might have lost a grip on that fastball. I think his feet too, he goes to the spike cleaner on the back start of the mound. And especially too, what happens is when it starts to get a little bit wetter, the mud kind of collects on the cleats, and so when you're trying to throw downhill, you lose your gripping a little bit, and I think that happened there. 2-1, bounced in for ball 3 as it starts to fall heavier now. Grounds crew, and now the umpires are going to look towards the grounds crew. I think they're going to want to put the tarp on. They call everybody off, and so the tarp is going on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Enter rain delay at 6:16, just 14 minutes after the ball game started. Middle of a late appearance as well. So we'll see how long this will be. There is a lot of rain coming up in the area as well. But we'll get you more of an update. We'll come right back and we'll step aside. But right now, rain delay in Jupiter with the Marauders and Cardinals tied at 0 apiece. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here she comes now, say morning, morning. Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, morning.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders broadcast network here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Palm Beach, Florida. The tarp is on. They had a little bit of an issue right now, but it seems like the rain has also let up quite a bit here. So this may be a short rain delay. I don't know. There's a lot of rain coming in. So isolated thunderstorms in Florida. So you never know what you're going to get. But my phone app says it's a drizzle right now. It's going to stop in 12 minutes. So this could be just a big passing cloud coming here. But currently we're in the bottom of the first inning when the delay happened at 6:16, so we're 3 minutes into it. There'll be runners at first and second. Two outs in the inning for Hung Lung Chang. So we'll try to update every 10, 20 minutes or so about what is going on in the ballpark, but just again to give you a update afterwards from when we went into it. But the tarp is successfully on the field right now, so we, again, will come back in about, let's say, 20 minutes, if not sooner, to see what is going on here at the ballpark. But currently in a rain delay, bottom one, no score between Bradenton and Palm Beach. And so, again, we'll step aside here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go, Marauders.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Now we'll go back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as we're about to exit this rain delay. So the tarp was put on the field, and, well, the rain pretty much stopped about 5-10 minutes afterwards, and so the tarp is off. Bradenton's out, warming up as Hong Long Chang will resume this one in the bottom of the first inning. Thomas and Zarella, so happy you could join us on this Saturday night from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. For sticking with us as well through this short rain delay. It might be the shortest delay I've been a part of, one of the shortest. Went into it at 6:16. It is 6:33 Eastern Time right now. And so we're just about back for baseball. Runners on first and second. It was a 3-1 count on Bryce Madren as Hung Lung Cheng will tow back from the rubber. Cheng looks in for the sign from the catcher. Axio applies. Bryce Madren to lefty as Cheng sets 3-1. Fastball outside. Ball 4, and that walks him loaded. Again, Marauders didn't have a single walk yesterday, and they have now walked back-to-back hitters in this first inning. Cheng recorded the first two outs, and it's been single walk. Bases are full of Cardinals. No score, bottom one. Lefty Ross Friedrich, the batter. First pitch is taken letter high, called strike on the outside corner. Friedrich playing first base today. Weather hold at third. Petritz at second. Pitch is inside with a slider for a ball. It's 1-1. Chang coming off a start against Lakeland last week. Went 6 innings, 1-run ball on 4 hits. No walks, 5 Ks. 1-1 is pushed foul. Third base side out of play. Now Chang actually hasn't walked a single batter in 10-plus innings. He did walk one in his prior home start right before the All-Star break. So he's been pretty good out of the break. 1-2. Swing and a foul back. Just one pitch away from escaping trouble in this first inning. Fans have made their way back into the lower bowl. Those that have stuck around, some might have just gone home. But again, it was a short delay as about 17 minutes it had lasted. 1-2 again. Pop foul behind to him out of play. And so Friedrich fouling off a couple of tough pitches. Friedrich this year hitting .216 in 61 games, 8 doubles, 4 home runs, and 34 RBIs. Tough out here as again the 1-2. Swinging a slow chopper, third base side. Rivas scoops, throws on the run. It's in time. That ends the first inning, a single, 2 walks, and 3 men left on base. We remain scoreless the second we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here she come now, say morning.
Top of the second inning, no score between Palm Beach and Bradenton from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. As Juan Salas back to the hill faces 5, 6, and 7, the righty Axio Blas digs in. First pitch is a fastball inside for ball one. Alongside Ryan Mastriani, Thomas Nzarella, so happy you could join us here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. A bit of rain, a bit of sun, but everything today. As Blas fouls it straight back for a strike, it's 1-1. One of those days, Ryan, where you got the boat out. It might be too choppy out there with all the wind and the rain and everything.
Hey, this is Florida weather.
Here's the 1-1 from Salas. There's a breaking ball on the inside corner called strike. Blas, he carries a big piece of lumber, hitting 13 bombs this year. 1-2 from Salas. Is a breaking ball, a dirt for a ball. Salas in that first inning, he issued a single, really gave up a single to Alfonso, but struck out the side. Black glove up near the eyeballs as he twirls home 2-2. Fastball up and in for ball three. Salas sporting that Cardinals socks I talked about earlier this week. They're not stirrups, but they very are old school look. 3-2. And Plaz tugs this one high in the air, foul, third base side. It's got the St. Louis Cardinals logo on them, so they're the big league Sox. It's a white, red, and a little bit of navy blue stripes. Very American. 3-2. Swing, gonna miss for strike three. High and in, 92 fastball, and Plaz goes down on strike, so the first four outs have been punch outs for Salas. Leadoff man put away in the second inning. It's a good hard fastball there. Well, Salas, his second year in Palm Beach. First pitch to the lefty, Terrero shows bunt, pulls back, gets a called strike. It's nothing and one. And the last year, he made three appearances, two starts with Palm Beach. He got rocked last year. Gave him 10 earned runs and 10 in a third innings. 0-1, and Terrell fouls it back for a strike. Which, one of those appearances was against Bradenton. Gave up 5 runs on 4 hits and 2 in a third innings in Bradenton. Pitch, and Terrell strikes out swinging. 5 straight strikeouts to start the day.
Salas is locked in right now, Thomas.
He really is. Kind of a better start than that. He's given 1 single, but that's been it. Saul McGuire walks to the left side. DH, 2 outs, base clear in the second. Pitch to lefty is watched over. 92 for a called strike. Now this year for Salas, been much better campaign for him in 2024. 0-1, there's a curveball dropped over for a called strike. First time we see that today from him. He's ahead looking to strike out 6 batters in 2 innings. The pitch is down and away for a ball. McGuire 1-for-2 with an RBI and 2 walks last night. Marauders have dropped the last 3 games part of this 6-game set. 1-2, down low, taken with a changeup. It's 2-2. Coming off a performance in St. Lucie last week for Salas, he went 6 innings, 3 runs on 9 hits. That's a lot of men left stranded then. Picked up the win, though. 2-2, fastball in tight at 93, and the count's full. The season high, he's hit, struck out 9 in April in Fort Myers. He's hit 8. A couple different times, 4 times in fact. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit well to deep right field. Madrid chasing back, he's at the wall, turns around. Whoa, he made the catch. Back to the infield, and Madrid chases it down to end the second inning. 1.5 in the books, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, no score as Hong Long Chang faces 7, 8, and 9. First pitch to the righty, Cade McGee, is a curveball high and tight for ball one. McGee, Encarnacion, Espinoza, three men that will come to the plate against Chang. 1-0. Slider slides over, top of the zone to call it strike. Chang worked out of some damage in that first inning after he got the first two outs pretty easily. 1-1. There's a curveball down low at the knees called strike. It's 1-2. It was amidst of that first inning where a passing cloud was coming over and it was just raining pretty hard and ended up giving him a single, then two walks. Pitch is fouled straight back. High up on the screen for a strike. A little bit tough. I know, Ryan, we saw that a little bit with the Chang was banking off his spikes a few times to try to get a grip again. 1-2 is a breaking ball hit in the air left center. Bishop backs up along with Valdez. It's the center fielder who has it in Bishop in the alley, one gone. But some momentum may be carried here by Chang if he can get a 1-2-3 second inning, just getting out of that inning unscathed, and so it keeps the game scoreless. Sun starting to peek out from behind the clouds now as Angelo Encarnacion sees a curveball at 76 at the knees, called strike. One out, base is empty, no score in the second. The 0-1, that's high with a fastball. It's 1-1, actually a changeup there at 85. One, fastball low. And now applies, wants to word as Chango. He might have injured himself there. He has just called out to the dugout, third base side. That pitch was at 87, and he's feeling something. Alexa DeHaesler's now out, and oh boy, that's not a sight you want to see. His arm is held really stiff as well, and it could be his finger as well. He takes his glove off. Can't quite see, but it could have been just a cut fingernail or something. I really hope it's just that. Marauders bullpen may get to work here. And Lexa DeHaesler is looking at the fingers right now of Hong Lung Cheng. That's one thing every trainer has to have, and that is a good pair of nail clippers. Baseball is such a weird sport.
Is that what they're doing over there?
I think that's what they're doing. But umpire Derek Pacheco's just staring in there and taking a look. But Matt Ford, pitching coach, is there. Alexa DeHaesler as well, the trainer. I don't know if that's what they're doing, but a couple bodies obstructing my binocular view.
Well, we're hoping he's okay. He was just starting to look good out of that rain delay.
Yeah, now Matt Ford just points over. It looks like they're going to have a new pitcher coming in. So day is done for Hong Lung Chang. Now, they'll have as much time as needed to warm this new pitcher up. But that is really tough to see for Chang. He gets out of that first inning, gets the first out in the second, but something went awry there on that last pitch. And so he will depart after a short-lived inning and a third today. Well, new pitcher coming in. It looks like it is one of the kind of newish arms of Danny Carey, who's been injured this year. So we'll let him warm. We'll get the numbers and the rest of the stuff on him. That's next year. As, again, injury delay, Hung Lung Chang leaves with something with an injured hand. Bottom second, no score, one out, base is empty. You're on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Danny Carrion strides home for his pitch. Is whipped out and missed by Angelo Encarnacion. As count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Angelo Encarnacion. After Carrion comes in, Chang leaves with an injury. Righty, deep breath, 2-2. That's low as Plaz couldn't squeeze it and now wants a challenge. It is ruled strike three. Plaz tags Encarnacion out, but the first challenge today is a successful one. And Carrion with the strikeout.
Now, that looked like a strike too, Thomas.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So it looked like from here it was a strike, and so Plaz uses a good challenge.
What a way to start.
So Carrion comes out of the gate. First pitch to now the righty, and Lisandro Espinoza is on the outside corner, called strike. No score, 2 outs, bases clear. In the second inning. Pitch is lined towards left field. Valdez treks in, makes the catch with 2 hands, chest high. That's the second inning. To the third we go, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecon Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecon Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
I'm back in the New York groove. Top of the third inning, no score between Bradenton and Palm Beach as the righty Javier Rivas steps in. First pitch from the righty Salas is a breaking ball ripped out and missed out for a strike one. That was a pretty good one. It is 0-1. Salas has recorded five strikeouts in two innings. He's allowed just one man to reach. Omar Alfonso had a single in the first. The 0-1 is a fastball at the knees, called strike. It's 0-2. I mean, he has really been in the strike zone today. Oh, 2. Slider down and away at 82. Salas, best month of the year was in April with three starts at a sub-1 year end, 0.53. 1-2. That's low. Which that was one of his best strikeout months. Really, April and May, hasn't racked up the strikeouts in the last 2 months. At 22 in 24 innings in July, or June, should say. 2-2. There's a curveball laid off for ball three. Then in July, at 18 and 22 thirds, whereas April set at 23 and 17, 28 strikeouts in 23 innings in May. So those were the two really big strikeout months for him. 2-2. Fastball driven well to left field. Petritz heads back. He looks up, and it's out of here. A home run. Javier Rivas in the double digits this year. He's got another one this week, and it gives Bradenton a 1-0 lead.
When you brought me here, Thomas, I was hoping to see a home run. There it is.
There it is. Javier Rivas, it's not an easy part to hit home run here. Palm Beach as a team, they haven't hit that many. They've got just 37 this year. Bradenton has 88 now.
It's a pitcher's park.
It really is. And Salas, who is cruising, all of a sudden gives up a long ball. Which he had Rivas 0-2. First pitch to lefty Bishop is fouled straight back out of play. Rivas with a really tough at-bat there. Goes from 0-2 to 3-2 and hits a home run. It's kind of salt in the wound there for Salas. Black glove up near the eyeballs, the 0-1. There's a curveball hammered in the air, right center field. Espinosa and Madrid in the alley. It's the center fielder who puts it away. A few steps shy of the track, one gone. Well, the alleys here are just enormous. It is 387 to left center, and then it's 382 out in right center. I mean, that's pretty deep. Johnny Severino, top of the order, back around. First pitch is an off-speed dropped in for a strike. On the righty, it's 0-1. A run in, one out, 1-0, Bradenton in the third. The 0-1. Down and away with the slider for a ball. I have to talk about Salas as well and just his motion. I mean, he starts with the windup here on the first base side of the rubber. As he winds home, 1-1. Breaking ball pulled on the ground at third, into the chest of McGee, bobbles, recovers, throw to first, and they got a by step. McGee with a hose at third base, two gone on the third for Omar Alfonso. But Salas, it's a pretty normal windup until you get to the leg kick. It's not a Bronson or Royal type-esque, but he's got a little bit of a, I don't know how to explain it, in the back leg motion of it. It's almost like a half a stutter, and kind of gets his body working towards home. Pitch. He's a fastball on the inside corner. It's almost like he brings the back leg and pushes it back first before he gets it going forward. The 0-1. Breaking ball, and the dirt lays off. Count even 1-1. But, it works for him, and off to a good start today, but he's already up to 48 pitches now. 1-1. Swing and a foul back. Through 19 in the first, 16 in the second. And now in the third, he's up to 14. That's what happens sometimes when you go for the strikeouts. Your pitch count goes up. I mean, unless you're striking out guys on three pitches every time, which he has not. There have been a couple of deep counts. 1-2 on Omar. looking for strikeout number 6 today. The pitch on the ground towards first, wide of the bag, foul. Pass to diving Friedrich. And Ernesto Irizar in the coach's box.
Marauders are starting to get some bats in these pitches.
They really are. Before, it was a lot of swing and miss, and now it's more foul balls and more balls put in play. Especially this inning, they haven't struck out yet. 1-2 again. Breaking ball, check swing on the appeal he held up. A lot of curveballs. Seeing this third inning, really second time around then. Usually you see a pitcher that will try to mix it up. Gonna throw a different pitch or different first pitch. 2-2. Alfonso Thompson foul first base side. Four straight foul balls here by Omar. I should say three to last four. 21st birthday today for him. 2-2. Fastball rocket to foul third base side. Now he is officially legally able to drink in the United States. It's always one thing I bring up at the time when the first half ends or the season ends because the second half. 2-2. Breaking ball of dirt. And the count's full. That's only because usually when, like in baseball, most places do, you get champagne and beer when you celebrate your victory. And a lot of time, I've been around teams where guys are under 21 and they cannot partake in the celebration. I mean, it happened when Bryce Harper was with the Nationals. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Good change up there. And that's his sixth strikeout today for Salas. Rivas homers 1-0, bottom three next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, Bradenton 1, Palm Beach nothing is Danny Carrion. He'll come into the ballgame, out for his first full inning of work, and fires downhill. First pitch to Braden Gilbert is a fastball down and away for ball one. Carrion came in last inning for an injured Hung Lung Chang. 1-0 is outside for ball. It's 2-0. Middle of a plate appearance against Angelo Encarnacion, in which Carrion struck him out. Got a line out to end the inning as well, so scoreless second. 2-0 is a high bouncer foul first base side. Which, if you go to the box score, it is credited with a strikeout to Danny Carrion, and that's, we've talked about this before with one of the official scorers around the league and my time about, you know, who gets credit for a strikeout. 2-1, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. I always forget what happens, so now we know that it's Carrion's strikeout and not Chang. Chang started the plate appearance, but Carrion finished it. I think the same way as if, for example, if Chang got him 0-2, Carrion comes in, throws one pitch, it would be his strikeout still. 2-2, Swing and a miss for strike three. Slaughter down and in for the second punch out for Carrion. And leadoff man put away in the third inning.
Talk about picking your teammate up, Zep Thomas. He's looking pretty good out of the pen.
And Danny Carrion just coming in here to do a little bit of, not mop up duty, but really just collect some outs as there is a righty throwing. And no attack is in the left field bullpen. Pitches Sammy Hernandez is a fastball upstairs for ball. 1-0 Bradenton in the third. Because really, you know, Chang probably going to go at least 4, 5, 6 innings possibly today. 1-0, and he swings and misses at a slaughter down on the way. It's 1-1. And so it was possibly a bullpen day tomorrow, and now I have to use some bullpen arms today. 1-1. There's a curveball low down and in. It's 2-1. But now being tasked with using guys like Carrion today, don't know if he was scheduled to pitch or not, but he's in now. 2-1. Fastball pop foul behind to him out of play. Carrion, 22-year-old from Sacramento, 9th-round pick in last year's draft at UC Davis. He's 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA this year. 11 outings. 2-2 on Hernandez. The pitch. Swing and a tip. Secured by Plaz for strike three. And Carrion comes in. Strikes out 3 of the 4 he's seen so far. He had 13 Ks, 11 walks, and 11 and two-thirds innings this year. Pitch a scoreless inning back on Tuesday. J.J. Weather with the lefty. First pitch to the first round of pick is outside for a ball. So because he pitched on Tuesday, he was probably going to throw today on Saturday. It's usually how it goes. Guys who pitched on Wednesday and anybody else can probably pitch on Sunday. 1-0. Ground ball left side. Back in it. Stopped by Severino. Pops up. Throw to first. They get Weatherholt.
What a play.
Nifty play by Johnny Severino. And that's the end of the third inning. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning as Juan Salas winds up. First pitch is a breaking ball in the inside corner. Switching in Connor Delgado, who's batting left for strike one. Marauders lead 1-0 after a Javier Rivas home run last inning. The 0-1 is another curveball, whiffed out and missed down to the zone for strike two. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. As the 5'7" Connor Delgado calls timeout. But Danny Carrion, though, he's gone scoreless inning out of the bullpen again. 0-2, and Delgado flies it well in the air. Now to shallow right field as Madrid hustling in, settles under it, and puts it away as the wind tugs it in just a tad for out number one. The flag is not moving anymore in right field, but I can assure you there's probably someone up there. It's kind of turned out to quite a nice night after a delay of about 17 minutes. Played through some rain for 20 or so. Righty as Maryland Valdez takes a fastball up and in for a ball. One out. Breaking ball hacked and missed out for a strike.
He was going yard on that swing.
Well, he's gone to yard a couple times this week. Now there's two home runs this week. He's up to 16 now in the season, just one shy of tying Ariel Amonte from Daytona for the league lead. 1-1, and that's low for a ball. It's not easy to do here, especially on left field. That's where Rivas hit his. Is a fastball. Valdez skies in the air. Down the left field line. Hooking. And it's a foul ball.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Yeah,
I thought that was it.
He was asking for it. He was leaning to the right. And hoping umpire Derek Pacheco was watching the entire way. Try it again. 2-2. Breaking ball, called third strike, top of the zone, and so Valdez goes down looking. 7 strikeouts today for Juan Salas. 2 quick outs here in the fourth inning.
Two away from a season high, right, Thomas?
Indeed he is.
Say he's on track for that.
Wasn't type the Valdez on that home run foul ball. As Axel applies the righty first pitch, checks the swing, and looks like he offered. I said he did not, though, on a slider down and away. Is it Mike Ostrepski or is it Carlton Fizz with the Red Sox telling the ball to stay fair? Pitch is outside for a ball. It's 2-0. And he was just leaning to the right, hoping that it would bend, but he just hooked it a bit too much there on front. 2-0. Breaking ball off the edge of the bat, flown to left field. This one's still carrying. Petrit's at the wall, and this one sneaks out a home run. Axel Plaz continues to mash. Florida Staley pitching this year. As he's got his 14th blast, and the Marauders take a 2-0 lead in the fourth.
That one just kept going. I didn't think that had a chance. It just kept traveling. No more wins.
That's the type of power he's got, Axel Plaz does. I mean, I thought that one, he didn't barely that one up.
All right.
And it still carries over the wall, just sneaks out. 2-0 lead as the first pitch to Emmanuel Torero is whiffed out and missed for a strike. Plaz now 3-for-11 in this series. He's walked 5 times. 0-1. That's low. Counts 1-1. Salas has allowed a 2-home run game once in Daytona this year. 1-1. That's down and in for a ball. Which also isn't easy to hit a home run there. It depends on how the wind's going, as it can blow out there in Daytona, but typically these East Coast ballparks, it's a bit tougher to leave the yard. Marauders have done that multiple times this week. 2-1. Terrell checks the swing, and he offered at it for a strike. Two, two. Swinging a foul back. I'll try it again, 2-2. Popped up, foul ground, third base side, down the left field line. Petrit's hustling over in towards the Marauders' bullpen. It bounces foul. Concourse has become a busy place on back to school night. A lot of kids and families in the park. There's also a movie showing after the game. It's kind of a nice little way to wrap up back to school night. So first 500 kids received a backpack full of school supplies and other goodies.
You may have to stay for that one after.
That's what the movie is. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Depends if we're watching a baseball movie. Or a couple. It's got to be G-rated. So, I mean, that's got to be the Sandlot then, right?
That's a fantastic movie. Who doesn't like that?
2-2. Curveball rolled foul first base side. I mean, typically when it's, you know, scout night with the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, whoever, it's Girl Scouts. I feel like it's always like a Scooby-Doo movie, you know, keep it in there, but it's a baseball movie. 2-2, and Torero strikes out swinging to end the fourth inning. Blas leaves the yard. It's 2-0 Bradenton after 3.5 here at the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, Bradenton doubles the lead to 2-0 as it's the Marauders' debut of Noah Takis now. The righty comes in for Danny Carrion, and he fires home. First pitch fastball driven back to the screen by Ian Petrutz for strike one. Takis, a 22-year-old native of Victoria, British Columbia. It's up in Canada. North of the border, our friends. The 0-1 bounced in for a ball. It's 1-1. Played his college ball, though, at Sacramento State in California. Pitches here with the FCL Pirates at a 4-3 win-loss record, a 6-2-0 ERA. And 20 innings into the pen. 1-1, broken back, ground ball. Fair ball down the first baseline past Alfonso. Off the sidewall as Petrutz heads for third. The throw that way, it is late.
Wow, talk about a weird bounce down the right field.
Yeah, this is one of the few parks where you really have a true sidewall, and it's really only down, it is down the third baseline too, but you know, think of ballparks like Fenway or Yankee Stadium, and there are others in the big leagues too that are missing out that have that sidewall where it just juts out towards the field where the bullpen is housed, and so that's a tough break. Ends up being a triple for Petrutz, who's on base for the second time. Tying right to the plate, and Bryce Mattson, pitch to lefty, is bounced in for a ball. With the FCL Pirates, Takis had also saved three games, 24 2/3, 14 walks, 22 Ks, and now ball gets down from the bullpen in right field. That is Randall Clemente warming for Palm Beach. He was a wild thing the other night. We're talking about movies, not some major league references. 1-0, that's down and in for a ball. Can't show that movie to the kids after the game tonight, though, on back to school night. Great Bob Uecker playing Harry Doyle on that. 2-0. Curveball bounced in for ball three. Uecker was kind of just honored at the All-Star break. Tom Rinaldi did a sit-down with him. A 5-6 minute feature on Uecker. Was a former player for, back in the day, was the Milwaukee Braves. Been the broadcaster for them a long, long time. 3-0. And a fastball off the plate outside for ball four. And so, Majid walks for the second time in the first two of reach against Takis. It's tough, too, because Takis, you know, as you mentioned, Ryan, he had a bust of the bat on Petrutz. It was a pretty good pitch. Petrutz hit it pretty well, but a, you know, broken bat and roll, that's a, probably an out most times, and just squeaks by past Alfonso at first. As Ross Friedrich, ground ball up the middle. Shortstop, Severino steps on the bag, throws the first double play, as that does score a run.
I mean, like you were saying, I mean, that was a couple inches from being a foul ball.
Yeah, and it's almost like you're trying to get your feet, you know, just grounded here in your first outing in this level. You know, now you're playing in front of more fans. And turn double play there, though.
They'll take that double play.
Indeed. Bases are all of a sudden empty with Cade McGee, the righty. Pitch, check swing. He leaves it upstairs for ball one. 2-1, Marauders in the fourth inning. Here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Righty collects in the 1-0. Takes it off speed. Look like a cutter there, maybe, on the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Infield back the entire way around. Normal depth against the right of McGee. 1-1. Line towards the hole. At short, back into by Severino. Sets his feet, throws off target. Alfonso with the tag, and they get him. But a run scores on a double play ball. It's 2-1. Marauders, though, after four on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We reach the top of the fifth inning from Jupiter, Florida, as Solomon McGuire faces the new arm of the game in Randall Clemente. As the flamethrowing righty kicks home, first pitch is a fastball, 95 of the knees, called strike.
That one did look fast. That one came in fast.
Yep.
Hoping this weather can hold up, too.
That's a little bit. Passing clouds up in the sky, and knock on wood. Tarp crew busy earlier today. Z01 is off the plate outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Clemente replaces Juan Salas, who went four innings, gave up two runs on three hits, no walks, and eight Ks. 1-1. Fastball on the ground, pulled to the right side. Encarnacion in the hole, sidearm flings to first. First man put away to start this fifth inning. Numbers on Clemente this season, they are not too pretty. 22-year-old from Sabana Grande de Palenque in the Dominican Republic. This year with Palm Beach, she's pitched in 9 games, 1-1, a 14.63 ERA. Well, she's made 2 different stints with Palm Beach. Pitch to Rivas as he finishes after a slider down and away for a ball. Start of the year with Palm Beach, then reassigned back to Complex League. He pitched pretty well there at an ERA just over 3. Pitch, 0-1, tap foul, third base side. It's 0-2. Pitched early this week against Bradenton in that ninth inning on Wednesday. That was when Bradenton scored 7 runs in the ninth. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Another breaking ball, and Clemente has come out and put away the first 2.
7 runs in the ninth. That's got to be a record this year, no?
Well, it was a season high for Bradenton for most runs in a single inning. I'm not sure about the record. We'll get the research department on that to crack that down. Here's Braylon Bishop, the lefty. By the way, the research department is you and I. So here's the 0-1. Bishop flies it foul to the left side out of play. 2-1 Bradenton in the fifth inning with 2 outs, bases clear. So Clemente faced 3 batters on Wednesday, walked all 3 of them. Gomez comes in, all the runs score. Inherited runners, that's baseball. The 0-1, fastball up and away at 97 for a ball. It's always one thing I wish, you know, I understand the inherited runner rule, but 1-1, and soared there on Bishop who tried to hold up. But, you know, a guy like Clemente, he walks the base, slid up, and then Gomez comes in, and all the runs score. Hey, Grant, I think each inherited run situation is different because there have been some where, let's say there's 2 outs, runner on first. That guy comes around to score, that stuff. But like a situation like that, I understand. Base is loaded, nobody out. And it's a breaking ball up and away. It's 2-2. Just one of those kind of tough luck things sometimes when that happens to you, and it hurts guys' ERA. 2-2. Man, that's a called third strike. Randall Clemente comes in. Strikes out 2-0, 1-2-3, fifth inning. We're halfway home, 2-1, Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
First pitch to Angelo Encarnacion has flown foul down the right field line out of play for strike 1. 8-9-1 coming up here in this fifth inning with Bradenton in front 2-1 as the rain starts to fall once again. The 0-1 on the ground in the hole, the short. Severino to his right in front of it. High throw to first and Encarnacion beats it out. Well, Severino kind of took a little bit of a double clutch there. And that might be an infield single, and I think it will be. It has been determined that, yeah.
The throw was a little off, but I think he had it beat out anyways.
Yeah, that's just Severino taking a bit too much time there. I know he had to move to the ball to his right, but had to recorrect his positioning, but still. There's Espinoza, show his butt, and gets it down for his base side, and it will roll foul. Touched up by Takas, who's out for his second inning. Strike one. Starting to spritz a little bit here, once again at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Cardinals trying to manufacture around here.
Hey, right, too. This is a big juncture of the game, too, because for those rule experts at home that will know this, a complete game is 4.5 innings with the home team winning. Now, again, Palm Beach is not winning, but Bradenton is. So if the home team's not winning, it's 5 complete innings. Toss to first, check on the runner. So if the Marauders get 3 outs here, scoreline stays the same, it is officially a complete game. So if we get some crazy weather tonight and we don't have a window to play this game again, pitch is ripped out and missed for a strike. It's 0-2. Game's official. The Marauders will win in a 5-inning or however long contest. That's why to get these 3 outs here, it's crucial. 0-2. Slide of the dirt blocked by Plaz. Starting to see some more ominous clouds rolling in.
It's getting a little dark out here.
It's just like we had a delay about 17 minutes in the first inning.
Well, I'm hoping we can finish this game. It's a good game so far.
It has been entertaining. Each team with 3 hits. Marauders with 2 home runs.
For sure.
Takas collects. 1-2. Hard grounder foul, third base side.
Heads up over there.
And the ground screw. Saying put it the other way. They're getting ready for probably a drag of the field, maybe. Pretty good crowd here today, though. Some fans have bought some ponchos. Pitch down and away for a ball. Which is this ballpark, talked about it this week as well. It's one of only 2 in Florida in spring training that 2 teams share the same park. Both of them are here in Jupiter Palm Beach area. 2-2, high and in, almost hit him with a breaking ball. Just down the road, Astros and Nationals share the home. So if you walk into the ballpark, you see a lot of Cardinals and Marlins logos everywhere. Even on the dugouts, you see Marlins on third base side. They just served a foul first base side out of play. Cardinals on the first base side, and that's because the Cardinals facility, there's a big, long, cream building. It's got the Cardinals logo, the World Series years. That's the Cardinals facility. Marlins is in left. 3-2. Outside ball 4. We walked up.
You're saying this is a big inning for the Cardinals.
It is.
They're looking pretty good right here.
2 on. With nobody out, 2-1 to Bradenton for Braden Chaubert. Now, the one other crazy thing, too, is, for example, just putting all these hypotheticals out at the end of this inning, but and for listeners at home. But if this inning all of a sudden got suspended and let's say just start pouring and we couldn't play tonight, pitcher Joe Bear is grounded softly, foul first base side. Inning was not complete. They'll just pick it up the next day because it's not a, let's say they go up 4-2. Inning's not complete. They have to pick it up the next day still. As Joe Bear wants some sticky stuff on the barrel of the bat. The crazier one would be if this happened in, let's say, the sixth inning. Let's say Bradenton had won, was winning in the sixth inning. Did not complete this inning. It would revert back, I believe, to the top half of the inning. And so it would be a complete game from the 5 innings. Doesn't matter what happened after.
See if we can get a ground ball here.
1, and Joe Bear tips into the mid of Plaz for strike 2. Kind of hoping for to get another double play that Takas had last inning.
Nobody triple play.
Haven't seen one of those this year. Double Altoona had one a few weeks ago. 0-2. Outside for a ball at 90. Joe Barrow for 2 today. Grounded on a strikeout in the first and third inning. Marauders hanging on by a run in this fifth. 1-2. Foul back. Black is in his second inning on the hill, looking for his first out here in the fifth. Now looks to second base. Fan to throw there. One, two. Fly ball tagged well, deep right center field. This one's way gone. Out to the deepest alley of the ballpark, Braden Jobert gives Palm Beach a 4-2 lead.
That one was tagged. That was a no-doubter.
Never know this ballpark, but you just felt that that one was beyond a heartbeat.
Start off with a 0-2 count, too.
Yeah, Jobert. Second extra base hit this week. He's got his seventh of the year. That's a guy who had the second most home runs at LSU.
Wow.
Behind Dylan Cruz in 2022. First pitch fastball called strike to Sammy Hernandez, which Dylan Cruz, that name sounds familiar. Yeah, he was a potential first-round pick last year. Pitch is ripped out and missed, and it caught Plaz. He pops right up. Dylan Cruz was still a first-round pick. I think went second or third overall in the Nationals.
Ooh, that got him on the hand.
Yeah. Plaz is grimacing right now. He takes off his glove. And now the rain's starting to fall again harder.
Fans are starting to take some cover, too.
Yeah. See some more dark clouds again. Here is the 0-1. That's low for a ball, and it's 1-1. Stackus has lost his own. Both bullpen, at least the Marauders' bullpen mound, is covered right now. Bullpen starting to walk down towards the dugout third base side. At least some of the starters will be. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Plies low throw to first, bounced, and Alfonso touches the base with the baseball in his right hand, and that's the first down.
The rain may have had a little bit to do with that
one. Yeah, ball got a little sticky there, and this is, we might have to put the tarp back on the field. Umpires get together. Ground screw's heading out. Now this, it looks like it's another passing cloud here because there's some more nice blue skies off in right field. Now the umpires are going to say, no, we're just going to play on here. Again, it's another passing cloud, I think. In my 4 years of baseball weather announcing. Otakus with his first strikeout as a Marauder now faces J.J. Weatherholt, the lefty. First pitch, up and away for a ball. Again, we're just two outs away from this being a completed ball game. Here in the fifth inning, 4-2 Cardinals after a home run from Jobert has given them the lead. A 1-0, swing and a miss by Weatherholt. It's 1-1. Pitch, up and away for a ball. So I was talking before about the spring training homes being shared as, again, it has stopped raining. Pitch.
That's got to be a strike.
On the outside corner, called strike at 86. But because they're also the shop here, you know, fans buy merchandise and stuff like that, 2-2s in the dirt and the count's full, has Marlins in Cardinals gear. And so the ponchos that I saw, they were Miami Marlins ponchos.
That's interesting.
And the Hammerheads, who also play here, the Jupiter Hammerheads, are on the road this week. So the Cardinals are in town, and there's Marlins ponchos.
So you're thinking they ran out of Cardinals ponchos?
I don't know. That's a called third strike. The challenge is used. It's ruled a ball. So Weatherholt walks. That's his first challenge as a professional because he's a first-round pick. We haven't used it until last night. I don't think he used one last night. So he walks with one out of the fifth inning for Ian Petras. Runner on, three runs in, 4-2 Cardinals. as Taka steps off the mound. Plaz wiping off his hand on the backside of Petrets. First pitch to lefty is down and in for a ball. Now Luigi Hernandez is running down to the bullpen because I think Takas is starting to run into a pitch count issue. And so they have the tarp on the mound in there. They have to take it off and we'll start the throw. 1-0. There's a fastball low, and just Takas has just lost his zone here again. A tough go for him. He's walked three today, struck out one. 2-0. Popped up. Out of play, third base side.
We're hoping Takas can get out of this one. Limit the damage. I mean,
if the bat's going again, they've got a couple home runs today.
I'm feeling good about this one.
2-1 on Petrets, the pitch. Slice down the air, in the air, down the left field line, but it's out of play. Out towards the tiki bar down there. That's not open. Not a tiki bar. It's a tiki hut. There's no bar underneath it. It's more of a just for covering. That might be the place to be tonight.
Guanas Banas.
Fans know they got the Kona bar out at Lecon Park in right center field. That's always a popular spot. Not here, but back home. For the bell, Takas 2-2. That's low. Didn't miss by much, though. Pick a hard change up there at 87.
Full count here. What's coming now?
The guess. Petrets been on base twice today. Tripled his last time up. Remember, he hit that broken bat roller down the first base line. Takas throws to first, and Weatherholt headlong dive back in safely.
Challenge him high with a heater right here. Strike three.
He's got one strike out of this fifth inning, looking for another. The pitch popped up. Behind him out of play, tried a breaking ball that time. And to listen to the pitching coach up here, Ryan Mastriani.
I want something high. Give me a fastball high.
Attack is gear up here. Hernandez is throwing from the mound right now. Again, the 3-2. Pop foul out of play, third base side.
There it was.
It was 92, high in on the hands. That's a good pitch, too. Trying to, if Petrets, if not a swing and a miss, but a jam. Long AB here between the two. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. The pitch, runner in motion. It's a breaking ball outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks in this fifth inning.
I know we've said it a couple times, but we're going to need one more of those those double plays.
Had one in the last inning. Has this been Jim Horner? Now walks out. This will probably do it for Noah Takas.
Yeah. Hey, at least the rain stopped.
Rain stopped. Marauders, though, they have given a bleed here in this fifth inning. Joe Barra, three-run home run. It's 4-2 Cardinals with two on and one out. Pitch and change underway here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks.
Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom 5-2 on with one out as Luigi Hernandez's new arm in. Takes over for Noah Takis. Bryce Badger, the lefty hitter, as Hernandez looks second the pitch. Here's a fastball down and in for ball one. Cardinals have scored three in the sitting, now lead 4-2. They have their first lead today. Rodgers scored a run in the third and the fourth on a pair of home runs. And then Palm Beach scored one last inning. They get three in this frame. 1-0. Here's a fastball high and in for ball two. It's been a long fifth inning and a long first half of the game with the rain delay mixed in. And the rain has played a big factor in this one. And it stopped right now from Jupiter as Hernandez looks to second and fires home. Outside for ball three. 20-year-old Luigi Hernandez from the Bronx. He'll be 21 in September. Making his 17th appearance this year, 2-2, a 6.86 ERA. 3-0, fastball down and in, ball four. That is three straight walks in this fifth inning between Takis and Hernandez. As Hernandez has walked 36, struck out 47 this year, and 39 in the third innings. Opponents hitting 270 off of him. The Marauders didn't walk a single batter yesterday. Bases full, one out here for Ross Friedrich, the lefty. First pitch down and in for ball one. They have walked seven today. That's a lot of, they don't usually walk this many. Kicks 1-0, way outside, up and away, 91. They just haven't had the command today. Their season high of walks in the game was 12. They last did it on July 2nd at home against Fort Myers. They did it otherwise back in April in Lakeland. Pitch is high for ball three, so in danger of walking in a run here in this fifth inning. Come on, 3-0. Get me over fastball, called strike. Friedrich's the eighth batter to hit in this half inning. Marauders have lost the last three games against the Cardinals. 3-1. Fastball popped up. Shallow left center. Shortstop Severino on the edge of the grass. Infield fly rule in effect, and he makes the grab. So they secure the second out as Hernandez is just one batter away from getting out of this fifth inning.
And he was one pitch away from letting a run, too.
He was. Fell behind.
What an
out. Came back.
Great out.
And now it's up to Cade McGee for Palm Beach. Ready, ready matchup. First pitch. Fastball, flip, foul. Right set out of play. Kind of one of those situations right now. A lot of people playing the new NCAA football game. The stadium pulse is up to the highest. This is a high levered situation. Bases full, two outs. Two run deficit. The 0-1. He has a fastball at the knees, called strike at 92. McGee's 0 for 2 today. He's flat out and grounded out. Facing Luigi Hernandez. 0-2. Fastball low at 92. Luigi this year has come in a couple situations with inherited runners. Actually, he has not. I lied. This is the first time he's done so. 1-2. Breaking ball. Called third strike, and McGee goes down looking. Cardinals take the lead on a home run, but they leave him loaded in the fifth inning. We go to the sixth. 4-2 Palm Beach on the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Leacon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, as Palm Beach has their first lead of the day. They lead 4-2 as Renato Clemente makes a second appearance here today. He's gone one inning out of the bullpen, looking for a scoreless second, as he'll face Johnny Severino, top of the order. First pitch is a fastball at the knees, called strike. It's nothing to one. Alfonso and Delgado to follow. The 0-1. High and in, almost hit him as he stumbles out of the way. An inside breaking ball. Clemente struck out the last two on a 1-2-3 fifth. 1-1. Breaking ball ripped out and missed. Severino was pulling out of the batter's box that time. He's 0 for 2. He's 1 for 9 down this week in his first week. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Tagged out by the catcher in Hernandez. Three straight Ks for Clemente.
Clemente is on. He's on. I mean, he has that heater, and he come back with that.
There comes out that big hook slider in 85 in the 80s.
From 95 to 85. That's a good pitch.
He's wearing his hat, too, a little bit. It's Palm Beach Cardinals, the parent club, the St. Louis Cardinals. Almost like kind of Fernando Rodney-esque, or it's up and tilted. First pitch to Omar Alfonso is a fastball down and away for a ball. Listen for Fernando Rodney. I mean, he closed games for so many years, and he always wore his hat in a distinct way, and Clemente has a distinct hat way for him, how he wears it. Pitch is belt high, called strike. It's 1-1. Fernando Rodney played for so many different teams. 1-1, bounced in. It's 2-1. Never played for the Pirates, though. Or the Cardinals. Did play for the Marlins in 2016. It's kind of like Nelson Cruz a little bit, where he just kept sticking around for quite a while. Pitch is chopped to the plate, foul. Strike two. And Rodney played 17 years in the bigs as a bullpen arm. How many deadlines that he was dealt? Was traded at the deadline four different times. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Lunge at a changeup. And Clemente has struck out four in a row.
Thomas, I'm impressed with your knowledge over here. It's coming right off the dome.
We got a great thing called the internet sometimes. Two outs, base is clear, 4-2 Cardinals at the top of the sixth inning. Here's Connor Delgado, the switch hitter. First pitch, and the dirt for ball one.
97.
It's got the velo, just has to going to try to locate it where he's been for the most part today. He really gets into trouble when guys start walking. 1-0. And a breaking ball outside. It's 2-0. Delgado's 0 for 2 today. Oh, Connor Delgado, the joke around Pirates Twitter is they call him Ralph Connor. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball in the outer half, which Ralph Connor, a great Pirate player back in the day. But another Connor who's actually related to Ralph Connor was acquired at the deadline at Isaiah Connor for Leffa, who was in the news today. He was on rehab in Double A Altoona as Delgado flies it well in the air right center. Back to his right now comes in, makes the grab, and it's a 1-2-3 sixth inning. We'll tell you more about that next year. 4-2 Cardinals on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Bradenton trailing 4-2 as Luigi Hernandez fires downhill. First pitch to Angelo Encarnacion's fouled off behind to him for strike one. Cardinals scored three last inning on a Jobert home run to take the lead, their first lead today. Hernandez is 0-1 as a fastball rides inside for a ball. Counts even. Nine men sent the plate last inning against Takis, and then Hernandez, who got the last two outs. 1-1 and check swing on the appealing leadoff for ball two. Hernandez went walk, pop out, strikeout to end the fifth. Three batters he saw. Behind on Encarnacion, 2-1. Fastball ripped back to the screen for a strike. On yellow, spelled A-N-Y-E-L-O. It's, the Y is a little bit more like a J. Angelo Encarnacion. It's 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored last inning. 2-2. Outside. Two-seamer in the count's full. Espinoza on deck. 3-2. That's down and away. Ball four. And he walks. Start this sixth inning.
Luigi, he's through 1 2/3 right now?
He's through just 2/3 of an inning.
Oh, that was it. That was the only inning. I was going to say, he's only at 19 pitches.
Yeah. Only in his outing. And he walks a man there to start it. Here's Espinoza, who's 0-for-1 the walk today. That's 8 walks for Bradenton.
Oh.
That one plunks him on the front shoulder. And so Espinoza reaches. First two men reach in this sixth inning, 4-2 Cardinals as Braden Jobert rolls back to the plate. Well, last thing we're talking about Connor Delgado and Ralph Kiner. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was reinstated off the 10-day IL today. Malika Williams was optioned to AAA Indianapolis. That was the one roster move in the Pirates' org today. Here's Gilbert, the lefty, first pitch. Takes outside for a ball. The 1-0. Fastball on the outside, black called strike. Which we've had some weather issues today. Pirates also having some weather-related issues up in Pittsburgh at PNC Park. Taking on the Diamondbacks. Pitch is whiffed out and missed on a fastball. It's 1-2. Pirates have a 1-0 lead, but already delay in the fourth inning. Inclement weather conditions. Never fun. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball up in the zone, and Hernandez picks up his second K.
Came back with the heater. You know I like my high fastball, Thomas.
High fastball. He climbed the ladder on him, and he got him.
Huge out right there with first and second.
Gets that first down, two on, double play in order for Sammy Hernandez. 4-2 Cardinals in the sixth inning. First pitch. Fastball off the plate outside for a ball. Pirates 1-1 today came on a Joey Bart home run. Got a middle fastball from Jordan Montgomery. Another packed house up at PNC. 1-0. Top of the zone. That one must have just got in there for a called strike. Hernandez 0 for 3 today. Two strikeouts and a ground out. Look to second, 1-1. Swing and a foul. And the batter's box for a strike two. The Cardinals tonight are just 1-for-6 hitting with runners in scoring position. They were 1-for-15 on Tuesday. It kind of feels like it. They've only got 4 hits. They've left them loaded twice. Those are the 6 men they left on base. I mean, they could be up a couple more runs than just 2 right now. 1-2. That's golfed up high in the air, left field line, medium depth. Foul is racing over in a foul ground, and it bounces foul at the bullpen.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I mean, 4-2 doesn't sound too bad.
I mean, Gilbert's home run is a difference. It really is. They still left them loaded after that. They left them loaded in the first inning as well against Hung Lung Cheng. Granted, that was all with 2 outs. And for those just joining us, Cheng left to start early with some type of hand injury. Just inning the third, and so it's been a bullpen game the rest of the way. Carrying after him, Tack is now Hernandez. And a fastball located low, it's 2-2. I mean, after Luigi, I don't know where they're going, so they might run out of pitching tonight.
Might have to get you out there.
I'm sticking to the booth today. 2-2, in the dirt for ball three. Well, Justin Mickness has thrown a couple innings. Juan Jerez was another pitcher that they've used this year, but he was released by the Pirates organization just last week. So Mickness is available if they need him today. Threw on Thursday. 3-2. Swinging a high foul, twisting down the left field line out of play. Luigi right now, his pitch count is up to more than 30 pitches, 31 on the day for him. And a late time call. It'll be a no pitch clock violation.
No way.
That's a ball four. Wow. Puts him on the lower of the base up for J.J. Weatherholt. Cardinals' number one prospects. Four two Cardinals in the sixth inning. A chance to really put a crooked number on the board and blow this thing open. Seventh overall pick out of West Virginia, J.J. Weatherholt at the plate right now. First pitch is a fastball low at 94. And Weatherholt hasn't done anything crazy so far this week. He's played a couple half games the first 2-3 nights. The 1-0. Drop it away. With the changeup, it's 2-0. He's walked and singled today, but does have two doubles out of his now four total hits. Had a really nice defensive play on Tuesday as well in his pro debut. Fastball driven well to the left field line. It slices out of play, foul. Guy who was teammates with Carlson Reed, who was bumped up to high Greensboro this week. Carlson, one of the best starters in the rotation for Bradenton this year.
Ooh, 2-1. Nice pitch.
And strike two. Bases are full of Cardinals with one out. Nowhere to put them. 2-2. In the dirt for ball three, blocked by Plaz. Right back to where it felt we were last inning. Three ball count. The base is full, and Hernandez induced a pop out. Full count. Base is full. The pitch. And
that's
it's
there.
A called third strike. Weatherholt goes down looking on a pitch on the outer half of the frame.
Wow. Talk about clutch right now again.
Third K for Hernandez. He's come up in a few big spots here. Bases are still loaded with now two outs in the sixth inning. 4-2 Cardinals. Pitch outside to the lefty Needed Petrus. He's been on base all three times today. Two walks and a triple. Ready holds 1-0. Driven well down the right field line. It's a base hit. Rolls up in towards the corner. Encarnacion scores as well as Espinosa. And it's a ground rule double, as I thought it was. Now the umpire is waving his arms and I have to go back. Yeah. Ground rule double. Ball went out of play.
That limits the damage a little bit.
So it's a two-run double by Petrus, but it's 6-2 Cardinals now. And now Gary Kendall wants a word. Because of the ground rules here. I don't know where that ball ended up. It's blocked from our vision point.
Yeah, how did that even get out?
In the right field corner. If it got wedged or something, but it saved a run. Hernandez had to hold up at third then, but two runs again score. And there's that big two-out hit they've been looking for.
Number 43 is having a day.
As now Matt Ford being on the mound, and there is a righty throwing in the bullpen.
Who's warming up over there, Thomas?
Graber Mendez. Forgot they had him. He's one of the additions this week. So he's another arm that they have. But again, outside of him, if it is going to be a bullpen day tomorrow, you got to save some arms. I mean, it's going to be Johnny Holstaff. And this one kind of turning south here. 6-2 in the sixth inning. We hope that Hernandez can get this last out. Minutes can go an inning or two, and then that's the game. Losing by four runs. Second and third with two outs for Bryce Madryn. Lefty batter, first pitch from Hernandez. Here it is in the dirt with a fastball. As my first manager told me when I graduated college in pro ball, he told me we're at a kind of a slump a little bit and we're low on pitching, as always seems to be the case in the minor leagues. You're on the road in Boise, Idaho. Remember like yesterday, 1-0. There's a good changeup on the outside corner, called strike. He said, well, the good news, Thomas. He said, for losing, we have one less inning to cover. So he's going to look in hindsight with that. You can just lose one less pitcher. 1-1's outside. It's 2-1. Because you don't have to pitch the ninth inning when you're on the road. As runners are on the road for 2 weeks right now on the east coast of Florida, Jupiter in Port St. Lucie. I'll be next week. 2-1. Fastball zips up and away for ball three. Madryn has walked three times today. I don't know what it is when you get four walks in a game, what that's called. Pitch is outside, ball four, and so he walks for the fourth time today. Bases are full once again, two outs for Ross Friedrich, the first baseman. Lefty flips it foul, left side out of play. A quick Wikipedia search says the seven times on base in a game without a hit Bryce Harper did in the big leagues in 2016. He walked six times.
Wow.
The 0-1, down and in for a ball. You figure the most intentional walks was going to come from Barry Bonds, and that's indeed the case. Happened in the same year twice. Was intentionally walked four times in a nine-inning game.
Holy.
May 1st in 04. And the pitch is up and away. It's 2-1. And then September in 04 as well. But Andre Dawson had five intentional walks in an extra inning game in May of 1990. What, 2-1, excuse me. As a fastball is low and away, it's ball three. That was when he was a member of the Cubs. Played for the Expos for about 10 years. Cubs for five, and then the Red Sox, Marlins in his career. 3-1, and that's down and in, ball four. Base loaded walk brings in a run. It's 7-2, Cardinals. The Marauders, 11 walks today.
11? Wow. Luigi's 49 pitches already.
Yeah, this kind of hit his innings limit here. Can't get more than 35 typically in an inning, so there'll be a new pitcher coming in. Graber Mendez, 7-2 Cardinals in the sixth here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Base is full in the sixth inning, 7-2 Cardinals. As time is called, as Graber Mendez is the new pitcher in. Faces Cade McGee, the ninth man to bat in this half inning. It's been a couple long half innings for Bradenton. First pitch is a fastball outside for a ball. Mendez was just promoted back to Bradenton at the onset of this week, along with a number of players past the trade deadline. 1-0. Fastball foul back out of play for a strike. It's 1-1. 20-year-old from Venezuela is making his second appearance. He took the loss in his first appearance with Bradenton. Now that came at home against Fort Myers on July 2nd. Gave up a run and ending a third innings. Pitch, breaking ball, pulled to left field softly, drops it base in. One run scores in Petra. It's matching behind him. It's a two RBI single, 9-2 Cardinals in the sixth inning. And here's that big crooked number.
Cardinals aren't leaving them on in this inning. Racking in the runs.
There's some soft contact there, but that's all the walks starting to come back in and score. Yep. And now they batted around officially. Still here in the sixth inning, first and second with two outs. As first pitch to Angelo, Encarnacion's down and away for ball one. Turn into a long night of the ballpark. 1-0, poked up in the air, right center. Terrell now racing in and makes the catch, a full head of steam. Might have lost in the twilight hour here at the ballpark, but that ends the inning. Five runs across, it's 9-2 Palm Beach. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top 7, 9-2 Cardinals, who have scored 9 unanswered runs. First pitch was Marilyn Valdez is a fastball, belt high, called strike. It was a 3-run fifth inning and a 5-run sixth that have really put this thing out of reach here in the seventh inning. Ronald Clemente back in. The pitch is a fastball low. It's 1-1.
The Marauders could use one of those seventh run innings.
They could. I mean, anytime we're into the ninth or the late stages of a game this week, it's hold your breath. You don't know what you're going to see. 1-1 is an off-speed over the heart of the plate, called strike. I mean, the first three nights, the Marauders scored a run in the ninth inning every single night. Last night they didn't, but there was two runners on base, and it felt like here we go again for any Cardinals faithful. And I saw some fans that kind of felt the same. 1-2, swing and a miss. Chased a pitch down and out of the zone. 5 Ks for Clemente. That is 13 strikeouts for the Cardinals pitching staff tonight. The Marauders have walked 11, struck out 7. Axio applauds the righty with one out, bases empty. 9-2 Palm Beach. Pitch.
Oh,
there's a 50-footer. Bounced in for ball one. Blazu has one of the three hits today. Two of the three hits for Bradenton have been home runs. Solo shot by Plaz and Rivas. It's third and fourth inning. Plaz's came in the fourth. 1-0. Off speed down and away for ball two. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the Florida State League tonight. A couple of high-scoring games as well. 2-1. Fastball at the knees, called strike. It's 2-1 now, excuse me. Tampa has a 5-1 lead on Lakeland in game two of a doubleheader. Tarpons won 4-3 in the first as Blas whips out a slotted for strike two. DJs, they are in the top of the fifth inning, 11-7 lead on Daytona. Clearwater and Jupiter, they played one game today. The pitch, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Clemente. He's got six.
Yeah, he looks good out there. I'm just watching his ERA drop every single out.
Yeah, just, when you got a high rate like that, it's fun to watch that because the guy had 15. He's down to sub-11 now.
It keeps going down one every
out. Four runs today. He's through almost three scoreless, 2 2/3 right now. Trail the righty, the right fielder batting left in. Fastball sails up and away. Right now, Clearwater Jupiter in a delay start. Fort Myers postponed due to rain. Pitch to Torero. There's a slider on the outside corner called strike. It's 1-1. Reminds you of Qingming Wong, who's another Taiwanese pitcher. Pitched for the Yankees for 6-7 years or so. On the outside edge called strike. It's 1-2. I remember Wong, I think it was his last year. Might have been the last year in the big leagues or with the Yankees at least. He had an ERA of like 40 to start. It must have been 2009. He had a 9.64. Pitch is a called third strike on Torero. It's 1-2-3, seventh inning. 7 Ks for Clemente, 15 for the Cardinals. It's stretch time, 9-2, Palm Beach on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom seven as Bradenton trails the Palm Beach Cardinals 9-2 on this Saturday night. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch, Zandra Espinosa is down and away for ball one after the Cardinals sent 10 men on the plate. Last inning scored 5 runs, 1-0 by Graber Mendez's shot foul right side out of play. Mendez faced 2 hitters in that last inning.
Let's see if we can go 1-2-3 here.
Looking for a bounce back inning, 1-1. He's a slider outside for a ball. This is what it kind of feels like to a little bit of a Florida Complex League type game. A lot of walks. I mean, they only have 6 hits tonight, Palm Beach does. 9 runs, 6 hits, no errors.
Wow.
Pitch is popped in the air, foul behind to him, out of play.
Right above us.
Right off the press box. Good thing we got a roof over our heads. Stop the rain and baseballs. Mendez is 2-2. Swinging on chopper right side. Delgado to his left. Scoops in, throws quickly on the run, and they got him.
Almost beat that out.
It did. He's got some speed. One gone to start the seventh inning. That is the first time leadoff man has been put away since the third inning. They toss zeros in all three innings. Up in the save here, Braden Joubert, lefty. Opening pitch to him is barreled in the air, right center field, base hit. Joubert, his second hit today, had a home run in the fifth inning that scored three. And he's aboard in a 9-2 Cardinals lead in the seventh. Well, yesterday, some major baseball history. I know we were watching it. Nick Snell threw a no-hitter for the San Francisco Giants against the Reds. 3-0 win. Sammy Hernandez, the righty batter, first pitch. Outside with a fastball for ball one. You know, Snell is a part of the Boras group, where a lot of guys went to spring training not being signed. Jordan Montgomery, another big name. Snell was another one, and there are a few other guys. And so they, you know, it kind of shows this year just how big spring training is, because Snell struggled mightily this year. It was the reigning NL Cy Young coming in. I mean, an ERA, first six starts, near 10.
I did not know that after watching last night.
Since he returned from another stint on the IL on July 9th, he's got an ERA of 0.55. Wow. Has been really good, and last night was just a quick meet on the mound here. But this kind of just summed it up, how good he's been. And it's the first no-hitter thrown by the Giants since Chris Heston threw one on June 9th in 2015. That was a run of four straight years of the no-no from 12 to 15. That was obviously a lot of success by the Giants in those years. They won a couple of World Series. Runner on first year, meaning it has ended. The 1-0. Fastball from Mendez outside. It's 2-0. Giants won World Series in 10, 12, and 14. They threw no-hitters in, like, in the streak from 12 to 15. Pitch. Fastball, the knees, called strike. It's 2-1. Matt Cain's perfect game in 2012. Lincecum no-hitter in 13 and 14, and Heston in 15. That's pretty good. From the belt, 2-1. Fastball, after knees, called strike. Counts even. Well, Snell is coming off a 15 strikeout performance against the Rockies. The pitch, breaking ball, yanked high in the air, deep down left field line, but twist foul. Snell is just the third AL or NL pitcher since 1900 to strike out 15 batters and throw a no-hitter in consecutive starts. Yeah. Jane Paxton did it in 2018, Max Scherzer in 2015, per ESPN Stats and Info. Pitch. Outside for ball three, and the count's full.
Yeah, that's impressive. He had, like 115 pitches? He was up there.
Almost 120, maybe 119.
Wow.
That's just baseball. That's why we love it so much. There's so much history in it. There's always something new happening every other day, it seems like. But there isn't. 3-2, and that's popped in the air, foul off the right side. Well, the one joke is that anytime Shohei Ohtani does something, that, you know, it's the first time since, I don't know, there's some wild dead ball era name from the early 20th century. You know, like, pitch is on the ground up the middle and sneaks through in a center field base hit. Joubert stops at second, back-to-back singles with one out in the seventh inning. Cardinals lead 9-2 with Weatherholt coming up. Some like name, like, oh, Ohtani hits three home runs in this ballpark in this setting for the first guy since, you know, Triangle Square did it in 1905. Like, oh, I remember Triangle Square playing in 1905 for the Boston Braves as the first pitch fastball sails up and away high for ball one.
Shohei is just a different breed.
Dude, he is. That's why it's great about the minor leagues. You never know who's the next great guy going to be. Yeah, Weatherholt, Canada to do that. First rounder is up right now. The 1-0 is taken on the inside corner, called strike. A lot of players too in the Pirates. Obviously, Paul Skeens pitched for Bradenton last year in August. Made two starts against Lakeland at home at Lecon Park. 1-1 is fouled off left side out of play.
And he's a potential Sky
Cy Young winner.
Talk this year about him being, he started the All-Star game this year. First Pirates working to do that. Oh. First guy to start the All-Star game as a Pirate in, I think it was over 50 years.
Wow.
1-2. Down and in, and it hit him. And then it got ricocheted off Plaz, and so that's double damage there.
Plaz is taking a beating over there. That's the second time now.
A lot of catches due, unfortunately. And now Matt Ford, pitching coach, walks out as Kramer Mendez is about three straight men to reach. Marauders have struggled on the mound today. I mean, that is another hit batter as well. They have walked 11, just one shy of tying their season high. And they've also hit two others. Ian Petritz, the batter. The base is full in the seventh inning. 9-2 Cardinals. This one a bit of a snail's pace tonight. Their first pitch at 6:02. Even with a 17-minute delay. What's going to happen is we're going to play this game in like 2:45 with a 17-minute delay or so. I think that's slow. The pitch clock era has changed everything. I think a three-hour game is slow now. When that was the average pace of a baseball game.
What was 3 hours?
3 hours on the dot. Wow. Just over it in the major leagues a couple years ago.
If we get a three-hour game now,
I think it's so slow. Ian Petritz, the batter. First pitch. Down it in with a heater at 91. The 1-0, chop to the third. Rivas backs up to second for one. The out there, turn to first. It's picked by Alfonso. Inning ending 5-4-3 double play. Just like that, we go to the eighth inning. 9-2 Cardinals on the Marauders broadcast network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning. Palm Beach is on top of the Bradenton Marauders 9-2. Here at Roger D. Chevrolet Stadium as Michael Watson replaces Randall Clemente. Lefty, who made his professional debut earlier this week, now tasked with the eighth inning at a 7-run lead. Solomon McGuire, the lefty, will lead things off against Watson, the lefty. 79 coming up as the opening pitch home. Fastball in the outside corner, called strike. Cardinals have scored 9 unanswered runs. Marauders scored in the third and fourth inning with a pair of home runs. That's been it today. 0-1 is fouled off the mask of Hernandez for a strike. Well, the Marauders offense, they're probably happy to see that Clemente has departed. He struck out 5 of the last 6 and struck out 6 and 3 scoreless. He retired all 9. It's been 10 in a row retired. between Cardinals pitching. The last minute reach was a Plaz home run in the fourth inning. 0-2 is down and away for a ball. It's been a really nice day for the Cardinals pitching staff. No walks, 15 strikeouts. 1-2. That's a called third strike, and McGuire goes down looking. The air down is one strikeout shy of tying their season nine. They were punched out 17 times back in June in Clearwater. Javi Rivas, the righty batter, takes a changeup on the outer half, called strike. Watson, 6'2", 190, 22-year-old from Fort Worth, Texas, played his college ball at Sam Houston State. Pitch. A changeup of the knees, called strike, it's 0-2.
I'm looking at the scoreboard, 0 ERA. How many games has he played?
This is his second game, second professional.
There we go.
Got signed as a non-drafted free agent July 17th by the Cards. Pitch is low for a ball. Pitch over this week, though, on Wednesday, went a third of an inning, walked two, struck out one. They left a few guys on. They were left there, and so 0 ERA. 1-2 is at the knees, called third strike. Rivas wants a challenge, and it is ruled a strike. That is now five straight strikeouts. They really put it together now, too. Two, five, seven, nine of the last 10 batters have been struck out by Bradenton. Not a good trend you want to be on unless you're on the pitching side. Been a rough night for the offense. They have just three hits tonight, which would be a week low. Got two home runs, though, to get the two runs. Lefty Braylon Bishop takes up and in for ball one. 9-2 Cards, top eight, bases clear. The 1-0. Fastball over the heart of play, called strike. It's back to school night, a late night for a lot of the kids at the ballpark. Robbie the mascot still out here entertaining the kids. Pitch is flared on the left side of the infield at the third baseman McGee, who secures it for another 1-2-3 inning. That is now 13 in a row sat down. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 9-2 Cards on the Marauders broadcast number.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight as Graber Mendez faces Bryce Mandrin, middle part of the order. First pitch breaking ball is outside for ball one. 9-2 Cards. They take today's game. They'll win the series. Pitch popped up left side of the infield, Rivas and Severino out into the outfield, and it's Severino makes the grab in fair territory for the first down. Two pitches, one out in this eighth inning. It'll be last chance for the Marauders in the ninth as they trail seven runs, unless they mount another massive comeback like they did a few nights back. But it's been 13 in a row retired by Cardinals pitching. First pitch fastball on the outside corner, called strike to Ross Friedrich.
Yeah, it's quite impressive from the Cards. It really has been.
Top to bottom, every guy they've run out tonight is pitches rolled on the ground right side of the hole. Delgado fields, scoops and throws, two gone. In the eighth inning, Marauders haven't had a 1-2-3 inning since the second and third when Chang and Carrion were pitching. And just the middle innings were just rough tonight to them. Again, the Cardinals have still scored nine unanswered runs. Three-run fifth, a five-run sixth inning. And most of it was done with walks. 11 today by Bradenton. First pitch to Cade McGee is fouled back to the screen. The Marauders have also been struck out 17 times tonight. That is tied for a season high. Look at the research and stat department on in terms of the last couple years and where that sits. McGee shoots it fouled on the right field line out of play. Good news is that they could come back tomorrow and try to salvage the series if they can't come back tonight. The high noon first pitch here from Roger Dean. Mendez spins home the 0-2. Breaking ball drop low down and in. It's my two favorite starters, Ryan, who are going tomorrow for Bradenton and Palm Beach. It's TBA against TBA. We don't know who's going to pitch yet. Everybody's favorite matchup. We'll find out when we get to the ballpark. Or tonight, 1-2. Breaking ball called, third strike. Graber Mendez, there's a 1-2-3 eighth inning. As Marauders go to the ninth, last chance trailing 9-2 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Let's see if we can score.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning as Bradenton is behind 9-2. Last chance for them as a new pitcher into the ballgame. Angel Quenza, the new righty in. First pitch is a fastball low for ball one. Quenza replaces Watson, who pitched pretty well tonight. But it's ball one on Severino, top of the order coming back around. Quenza glove up near the eyeballs. Spins home the 1-0. That's downstairs for ball two. 17 strikeouts today by Palm Beach pitching. 2-0. Fastball pulled on the ground. Back in its stab by McGee. Steps up, throws to first, throws offline. tag is applied, but the ball is dropped.
I thought he had him there.
He did. Wow. He would have had him if Friedrich held on. They would have had him.
Wow. What a play, though, on third.
That was, yeah. Play. McGee, a backhanded stab behind the third base bag. That is not easy to make.
Well, there's a base runner.
That's an error as well. First one tonight, we had a clean game in terms of defense. It's probably a E5 on the throw. It's offline. Runner on for Omar Alfonso, the lefty. First pitch is a good changeup on the inside edge, called strike. Starting right at him. Quenza with Palm Beach this year is making his 25th appearance. 3-2, a 3.82 ERA out of the bullpen. 11 walks, 26 Ks, and 30 2/3. The 0-1. Alfonso lines a 2 shortstop. Throw back to first is late. As Alfonso finishes his 21st birthday, 1-for-4 today. And now Connor Delgado. A few big birthday moments in Major League Baseball history. Guys playing well on their birthday. First pitch to Connor Delgado is taken outside for ball one. A lot of August birthdays coming up on the Marauders, but Garrett Cole on his 29th birthday in 2019 struck out 15. Wow. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good off speed there with a change. It's 1-1. Delgado 0-3 today. Of course, Barry Bonds, July 2003, turned 39. Hit a walk-off home run. That's a pretty good feeling. I'd love to have that on my birthday. My birthday's in February, though. That will never happen. I don't play baseball anymore either, so. 1-1. Another changeup this time. Slithers on the inside edge, called strike. Always wanted a summer or spring birthday, but I came to the fact that I enjoy having a winter birthday, the fact that everything comes sooner, you know?
I like that. That's a good way to look at it.
Get your driver's license earlier. I was driving for all my friends, going to practices for sports in high school. That was a big perk. Quentz's sets and deals. 1-2. Pulled on the ground, foul, first base side. Much as you know, growing up in northeast New England, it's tough in the wintertime. For about 3 straight years in high school, about 2 feet of snow came down in Connecticut.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was mostly day shoveling and snow blowing. Pitch, and Delgado strikes out swinging. There it is, a new season high, 18 Ks. The Marauders. Last out is Marilyn Valdez, the hitter. The runner on, 9-2 cards. They win, they'll take the series. 0-for-3 for his Marilyn. Has had 2 home runs this week. Opening pitch. Slider down and away, lays off for a ball.
This Marilyn's due for something.
He's always due. Team leader in home runs and RBIs. That's why he's batting cleanup. 20 years old as well. Has a bright future. 1-0. Popped up. Foul ground, third base side, back a third. McGee over. Foul ground at the tarp, and it's out of play. Just sneaks out there. The wind gusting in from right field again, so it might have played a part in that. Don't forget, stick around for the post-game show. Ryan and I will wrap this one up and get some scores around the org and the Florida State League. Check out on that Pirates game up in PNC Park as well. It's after the last out of the game. One-one. Fastball. Well, ripped at and missed. Now they got him caught off at first, and a throw to first, and don't get him. Well, Severino just got caught in no man's land because he's not being held on by Ross Friedrich, and there's no need to. It's a 7-run ball game with 2 outs and now 2 strikes. Marauders down to the last strike tonight. 9-2 Cardinals, who scored 9 unanswered runs, which would end the ball game. Righty brings the glove in towards the chest. Two outs, 1-2. Bounced in. Count back even, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Come on, Valdez, let's get on board here. I'm feeling it.
Keep the game moving. Yogi Berra's saying it, and it over.
And it's over. It's a lot over.
2-2. Swinging a tapper into the dugout. Third base side. And we'll do it again. That's a good fight here.
Doesn't want to go home.
He does not. Day tomorrow. Good pesky at bat here, trying to hang on and keep this game rolling along. The pitch home. Down and away, and the count's full. Axio Plaza waiting on deck to continue this ball game. And Valdez can reach here. Will be in motion with 2 outs at first and Severino. There he goes, 3-2. It's popped up behind him out of play.
It's not making Quince's life easy right now.
No, he's not. It's been a lot of pitches.
Great at bat. Love to see him get on here.
Try to do it one more time here with 2 outs, a runner on. 3-2. Swinging a line drive, punch in the air, center field, drops in, base hit. Severino motors to third, and he's in there with a slide. Ryan, you're right.
There we go.
Like Tony Romo in the booth here. Predicting the outcomes. So the error comes back to hurt him. Game would be over by now, but instead it's first and third with 2 outs. Still a long way to go, trailing 7 runs, nothing in yet. As Axio Plaz, the batter. Righty homered. And the fourth inning, first pitch is low for a ball.
If you looked at just the hits, I mean, you probably wouldn't think it's 9-2 right now.
No, you would not. It's all the walks again. Tally up how many walks today scored, but that's really been the difference.
Oh.
Righty kicks, 1-0. Breaking ball lobbed up in the air, shallow right center. This will do it. Second baseman Encarnacion backpedals and makes the catch, cap high. That's the ball game. In the ninth inning, no runs, a hit, an error. 2 men left on base as the Cardinals take this one 9-2. They take the series as well, winning 4 of the first 5. And so the Marauders will look to salvage tomorrow with the series finale. But stick around. Right now, we'll wrap this one up here on the Marauders postgame show. That's next year on the Marauders broadcast network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include 1 ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. This is the postgame show alongside Ryan Mastriani, Thomas Cinzarella. Take you back through this one and wrap this up as the Marauders fall 9-2. But first, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We start in the Florida State League. Rain all over the place today. Clearwater, they cancel a game today. They couldn't get the second one in. They don't play the Hammerheads again after tomorrow, so that is a canceled game. Fort Myers postponed today. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. And with Tampa Lakeland right now in top seven in the second game of a doubleheader, 5-4 Tarpons, they won a game 1-4-3. Florida does defeat Jupiter 4-2. That was the completion of a suspended game from yesterday. The DJs of Daytona, or Dunedin, taking on the Daytona Tortugas, 13-7 Dunedin. That's been a long night of the ballpark, too, to our friends in the north as well. Pirates are out of their delay, finally, of inclement weather. Lead 1-0 on a Joey Bart home run. Each team with just one hit so far, the one difference being that home run. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, Triple A Indianapolis leads Toledo the Mudheads 7-4. Double A Altoona, they fall today 4-1 at home. And then High A Greensboro playing 2 today. They lose 5-3 in game 1 and are scoreless in game 2 in the bottom of the third inning. We come back here in the postgame show. We'll wrap this up here for you on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as the kids are under the bases here postgame at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Marauders fall to the Cardinals 9-2 to drop this road series and Jupiter start of a 12-game road trip. Well, we'll sum it up pretty quick for you alongside Ryan Mastriani, Thomas Cinzarella. Marauders get going in the third inning with a pair of home runs from Javi Rivas and Axio Plaza to go ahead 2-0. Cardinals score 9 runs the rest of the way. It was a game in which Hung Lung Chang started for Bradenton and it ran into trouble in the first inning, but got out of it after pitching through some rain, a delay, comes back, closes out the inning, leaves the bases full, but he goes just an inning in the third today, left with an injury. And so the bullpen, they used 4 different pitchers to get through the rest of the game. And the middle innings were kind of a crusher. Starting in the fourth inning, it was a triple by Ian Petrutz, and then he scored on a double play ball to make it 2-1. A 3-run fifth and a 5-run sixth inning, though. Those were the two big innings of the differences. The Marauders walked a lot of guys in those two innings. Jobera threw in home run in the fifth, and in the sixth inning, a combination of a couple hits and a base loaded walk to score those five runs. So just an unfortunate result there as the Marauders end up falling 9-2. They end up walking a 11 today, which was the second most. They were just one shy of their season high, but they also struck out a season high 18 times today. So that was a tough one. It was a part of 13 in a row retired by Cardinals pitching in the middle innings, and so that was a difference. Final numbers in this one: Marauders 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 3 left on base. Cardinals 9 runs on 8 hits, no errors, and 10 men left. Winning pitcher was Reno Clemente, improves to 2-1. Noah Takis, the loser, falls to 0-1. Game time 2 hours and 49 minutes, seen by 1171 with an 18-minute delay mixed in between. But Ryan, your kind of final thoughts on this one?
Well, always a pleasure being in the ballpark, so thank you, Thomas, for inviting me up here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we couldn't pick up the win. It's unfortunate that Chang got hurt. I was hoping to see a good game from him. You can't really prepare for those things, and hey, let's see what we can do tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, 101st pitch, you said it. Marauders with the loss, they fall to 41-60, 12-23 in the second half. They've now lost 4 in a row. Cardinals win 4 in a row, are 60-39, 23-10 in the second half of the season. We don't know who will pitch yet. TBA against TBA, high noon first pitch, but join us at 11:40 a.m. right here on the Marauders pregame show. It's a Sunday Org Report. You'll hear from Jack McMullen at Triple A Indianapolis, John Moses in Altoona, and myself about the week that it was for the Bradenton Marauders. But until then, for my broadcasting partner, Ryan Mastriani, I'm Thomas Zanzarella saying so long from Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean's Chevrolet Stadium. Final score one last time, 9-2 Cardinals. We'll see you back here bright and early from the Dean. Have a great rest of your Saturday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.